The recent cold snap has caused Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill to reflect on how much we take our good fortune for granted.
A few weeks ago, temperatures plummeted, and then we had snow. It was cold enough so that our creek froze. In small pockets on the creek where some water remained unfrozen, hosts of geese huddled together in the water, feather to feather. They were unusually quiet. I noticed one morning how the geese had their heads tucked under their wings. The leaves of the large akuba bush in front of our house curled almost in half, and I assume, like the geese, was trying to preserve as much warmth as it could. I hauled out an old woolen sweater made in Ecuador. It was as heavy as a flak jacket. It kept me warm. Arctic air can be lethal for those who don't have the basic services and conveniences that most Americans enjoy. I'm assured of a warm place, of food, safety, power, and clean water. I have accessible medical care, transportation, and a home to which I can return in all seasons and be comfortable. I have been resident in the community long enough to know people, and I have friends that I can depend on. I am, as most Americans are, blessed. I haven't earned any of these luxuries. They are not rewards of any kind. They are a part of being a middle-class American citizen that offers many opportunities. They're better described as blessings. Being so bitterly cold, I realize that my well-being is derived from all kinds of services and from the people I'm fortunate enough to have access to. Others are not so fortunate. Talbot Interfaith Shelter is one blessing Talbot County that witnesses to how, among the privileged, there are enough who care and are committed to provide shelter for those who have none. To use a Christmas metaphor, TIS offers room at the inn, which is a blessing at any time, but especially when the temperatures plummet. The luxury of having privilege affects people differently. Good fortunes can inure some to the sufferings of the disenfranchised. In others, the blessings they enjoy inspire a sense of gratitude, and with that, a desire to help others. Senator Chuck Grassley recently, defending the recent tax bill's lessening of the estate tax on the 2% of the wealthiest Americans, said, "The rich people invest their money, as opposed to those who are, quote, just spending every darn penny they have, whether on booze or women or movies," unquote. Orrin Hatch, in a similar vein, was quoted as saying it made sense to cut corporate taxes and reduce Obamacare and other safety net spending, since the government spends trillions, quote, "to help people who won't help themselves, won't lift a finger," unquote. The implications are painfully clear. The rich are deserving for their virtue, the poor are moral failures, and therefore undeserving. In my youth, parents' eagerness to have resistant children eat their spinach was often to tell them about the starving children in India. The strategy wasn't very skillful. Guilt rarely induces generosity, but it sure makes you hate spinach. Right now, the socio-political climate is edging us along the me-first path. Americans are much better than that. We who enjoy the good fortune don't have to leave anyone out in the cold, and that's a blessing in itself. George Merrill on the shore.